It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you this morning there, Josh?
I'm doing all right. For somebody who spent a week in Florida, you're not very tan.
No, I was kind of sat more in the shade and, you know, enjoyed the cool breezes off the ocean or whatever there, off the Gulf.
We had some cool breezes here.
Yeah, I saw that. That was a good breezes to be away from, I think. Kind of foggy out here on this Monday morning as we speak. I only see about a block away, so.
Yeah, and who says... It gets dry when there's snow on the ground. It's pretty humid.
It is. So be careful if you're out driving around out there.
Yeah, it does make some nice little designs on windows, though.
That's right. Frost up the trees. Look kind of pretty. So
yep.
Not as pretty as, well, I was going to say Florida was prettier because it was warmer.
I'll take your word for that.
I like Minnesota because there's too many people in Florida. And they're all jammed together.
Yeah.
And the traffic's terrible. And it's okay to visit, but nice to be back.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Spec 4, Leon Verl Peterson. Leon was born on November 24th, 1947 in Hendricks and passed away on November 12th, 2008. He entered active duty in the United States Army on March 4th, 1969 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Honorably discharged 2 years later on March 3rd, 1971 at Fort MacArthur, California. He was a clerk typist with the Armed Forces Entry and Enlistment Services in Los Angeles, California. These days it's called MEPS, Military Entrance Processing Station, but he did the paperwork for people in the Los Angeles area to enlist in the service. So he did that during the Vietnam era, and he earned the National Defense Service Medal, and he was a sharpshooter with the M14 rifle. So thank you, Leon, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Big salute to all the veterans.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the PACT Act again today.
Yeah, I've been, maybe I'm sounding like a broken record or something, but the VA sent out a press release on December 29th announcing that Veterans Benefits Administration is beginning to process claims related to the PACT Act as of the first of the year. So on January 1st, the Department of Veterans Affairs began processing PACT Act benefit claims for veterans and their survivors. It's the most significant expansion of veterans benefits and care in more than three decades, empowering VA to help millions of toxic exposed veterans and their survivors. Since President Biden signed the PACT Act into law on August 10th, more than 213,000 PACT Act related claims for benefits have been submitted. I know I've done my share. Additionally, there are more than 959,000 veterans have received VA's new toxic exposure screenings, with nearly 39% reporting a concern of exposure. This PACT Act, it expands Agent Orange-related benefits to people that served in Thailand. It also made many health concerns presumptive to service in the Middle East during the Gulf War and during Iraq and Afghanistan operations, as well as other places in the Middle East. So from the moment the PACT Act was signed into law, VA's priority has been getting veterans the benefits they deserve as quickly as possible. VA sped up their timeline for many veterans to get their PACT Act benefits by several years by deciding not to phase in PACT Act benefits through 2026, which was written into legislation. Instead, make all new PACT Act presumptions of exposure and service connection applicable August 10th. Of last year. January 1 is the earliest date that VA will have had the authority and capability necessary to process all PACT Act claims. To prepare for the influx of these claims, VBA, Veterans Benefits Administration, has been aggressively hiring and training veteran service representatives, rating veteran service representatives, and legal administrative specialists around the nation. Over the past 2 years, VA has hired more than 2,700 individuals to help process veterans' claims. As a result of these efforts, VA is processing these claims at a fastest rate in VA history. In 2022, VA completed more than 1.7 million VA disability and pension claims for veterans.
That's a lot of claims.
Yeah. An all-time VA record that broke the previous year's record by 12%. So While VA did not have the capabilities to begin fully processing these claims for all veterans until January 1st, VA was able to expedite processing for terminally ill veterans beginning on December 12th. You know, it's 3 weeks, but it's still 3 weeks.
That's right.
Yep. VA continues to prioritize processing claims for terminally ill veterans, veterans with toxic exposure-related cancers, veterans experiencing homelessness, those older than 85 years old, veterans experiencing a financial hardship, Medal of Honor and Purple Heart recipients. In most cases, if a veteran files a claim within the first year after the president signed the bill, the effective date for benefits will begin on August 10th. VA is currently executing the largest veteran outreach campaign in its history to inform veterans, their families, and survivors about the PACT Act and encourage them to apply for the health care and benefits they have earned. Part of that effort, VA hosted a PACT Act Week of Action between December 10th and 17th, during which the department hosted more than 120 events across all 50 states, including District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. More information about the PACT Act, how to file a claim, you can go to va.gov/PACT. Call my office.
probably better to call you. That's why you're there.
Yeah, we're well versed in this new legislation and a list of presumptive conditions, as well as can answer any questions about healthcare, exposure screenings, things like that. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse. Snowy
level. Yeah, snowy it is level. Nothing, no longer a garden level, that's for sure.
Not at the
spring.
Moment.
Yeah, that's good. But, it'll come back, but a little deep out there.
And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. Next Monday, my office will be closed because of Martin Luther King Day. It's a federal holiday, so we'll get that off. You can also call the Veterans Linkage Line at 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
All right. We should extend our condolences to the family of Tom Rademacher, who passed away.
A long-time Lockwell County Veteran Service Officer.
Yeah, one of your predecessors there.
He was a service officer in the county from 1977 to 2006. My goal is to beat that tenure.
All right. Well,
him and Inky Iverson had close to 30 years each as a county service officer. I'm on year 13, so I got a ways to go, but... I'm hoping I can beat that record.
All right, go for it. I remember Inky, too. He was secretary of the Kiwanis Club for a long time when I first came around. He was still going strong. So, a couple of guys very involved in their community. So.
Yes.
All right, well, thanks, Josh.
Hope I'm living up to that expectation as well.
I think you're doing well.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate
All right.
that.
All right, well, we'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lackborough Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackparl County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.